You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to a morning walk down Dalal Street. A four-day winning streak was snapped yesterday on Dalal Street. So all that transpired yesterday on the street and all that we can look forward to over the course of today is what we will talk about as I take you on this morning walk down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh and you're listening to Money Control.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Benchmark indices consolidated after four straight days of gains on Thursday, but despite profit booking at higher levels, Sensex and Nifty closed above their crucial resistance levels. Weak global cues could be blamed for the muted performance of Indian markets. Asian markets dipped after a solid four-day rally as lack of details on US-China trade talks gave investors pause. Beijing said that the talks with Washington were extensive and helped establish a foundation for the resolution, but gave no details at the end of their three-day meeting aimed at resolving the tariff dispute that has battered financial markets, according to Reuters. The advance decline ratio yesterday was slightly in favor of decliners. Of the 2,065 stocks traded on the NSE, 846 advanced, 860 declined, and 359 remained unchanged. On the sectoral front, the action was mixed. Nifty Private Bank was down 0.9% and bank was down 0.7%, and both weighed the market down, while pharma and auto posted 0.3% gains. Tata Motors up 1.5%, Titan up 1.4% were the top gainers, while Hindustan Petroleum down 2.6% and Indus in bank down 2.2% were the major losers among the Nifty 50 pack of stocks. The GST meet outcome was in focus. The key takeaways from the meet were as follows. The much-needed move by GST Council in the 32nd meeting increased the threshold exemption limit, which was doubled for businesses with a turnover of 20 lakh rupees for northeastern states and 40 lakh rupees for the rest of the country. It allowed the Kerala government to impose 1% cess on intrastate sales for up to 2 years. It's snapping its two-session slide. The rupee, meanwhile, ticked higher by 5 paise to close at 70.41 per American dollar on the 10th of January on increased selling of the greenback by exporters amid easing crude oil prices. On the institutional front, FPI were net sellers of about 344 crore rupees in the Indian market, while DIIs were marginal net buyers for around 11 crore rupees, according to provisional data. Well, the big news is obviously going to come from the earnings front. As many as 13 companies on the BSE will be reporting their results for the quarter ended December, which include big names like Infosys, Karnataka Bank, Reliance Industrial Infrastructure, among others. Infosys, PAT is likely to grow by 7% on a year-on-year basis to 3,954 crore rupees. Philip Capital, Jefferies, MK and Motilal Oswal expect constant currency revenue growth of around 1.5% and negative cross-currency impact of 50 BPS. The big one to find, of course, will be Infosys, especially after the successful results announced of TCS for the quarter. A quick look at the technical view and what it's trying to tell us. Nifty has formed a bearish belt hold pattern on the daily charts. We'll be watching out for three levels, 10,801, 10,930 and 11,000. Maximum call OI placed at 11,000 followed by 11,200. Maximum put OI at 10,500 followed by 10,000. Very quickly, as part of our last haul in this walk, we spoke to IIFL and this is what they have to recommend in terms of some stocks to buy and sell. It's going to be all buy calls today. Divi's Labs has a buy call, target 1,625 rupees, stop loss 1,468 rupees, return of 7%. UPL has a buy call as well, target of 825 rupees, stop loss of 744 rupees, returns of 7%. Tata Motors has a buy call, target 199, stop loss 179.5 rupees, returns of 8%. Divi's Labs, UPL and Tata Motors, all with buy calls from IIFL. Well, that's pretty much all you need to know before going into trade today. On this day, the last day of the trading week, the four-day winning streak was snapped yesterday. Will it be the day of the bears, or will it be the day of the bulls, or will it be the day of the triffids? We'll find out as the day progresses. And of course, I'll see you later in the evening with an evening walk down Dalal Street. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.